That was Ozzy Osbourne. This is Radar Love. My co-host Molly and I are getting out of here for the evening. Ed Adele and his crazy weird shit and his anonymous buddy are going to take over for the evening. But before I go, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of David Bowie.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me.
Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating.
I hope you all had a wonderful week.
Let me just adjust this.
All right. It's a good level.
Don't you think?
Just to let you know, someone spilled juice on the keyboard in here. So if I start screaming and yelling because I'm just utterly upset at myself because I can't make this damn computer work, that's...
It's not me, damn it! Someone spilled juice!
All right. Whoever that was, well, thanks. Makes everything a lot harder. Really, really appreciate it. right, I'm going to play this now. Give me a second. Okay, everybody, I hope you're listening because I'm going to start. All right, this story is the first story. I thought it was pretty interesting. Cheating partners face being exposed by a new test kit. It's called the Checkmate. Get it? The Checkmate, due to be launched soon in the UK, can analyze stains on clothing. A tissue turns purple if it detects semen. Yes, I'm aware of that. This test kit will turn... The tissue will turn purple if it detects semen. Importer Jonathan Friedman said,
"Oh, some people will say it's disgusting, but if you're on the sharp end of the stick, it's great to have something that can sort it out."
So, all you cheaters out there and adulterers, I'd be careful because the Checkmate is due to hit the market tomorrow. Okay. Can you hear me? Is this thing on? Yes, good. Lawyers. Lawyers in Greece have won a ruling to stop the sexual details of a tycoon's relatives being read out every 5 years. Yanis Katsinis left his $3.6 million fortune to build a medical center in his village. As well as the bequest, Mr. Katsanyala, who died 15 years ago, also left letters containing graphic accounts of relatives' sexual affairs. The will demanded that, in return for the money, he wanted the erotic correspondence of the now elderly villagers in Athitos, northern Greece, to be read out in the main square every 5 years. The villagers refused to comply with this condition and fought that in court. This week, lawyers secured a ruling delecting... See, these people, they misspell this thing, and then I sound like an idiot when I'm trying to read them. Okay, a ruling deleting the sex clause just months before the expiration of the will in January. Athitos will still get a new medical center. Okay. A driving charge was dropped over traffic light color confusion. All right, all of you out there, any of you drivers out there, do you remember back in high school when... Well, you just were crazy. I mean, me, I was like... like every day. You know, I loved driving really, really way too fast. And I got some tickets. You know, I got this one speeding... This is ridiculous, okay? I was in a town called Tiburon, right? It's the most wealthy town in the entire world, okay? It's the most expensive place to live in the entire world. That is of 1998, I believe. It's probably changed. Some place in Bahrain or some Middle Eastern country might be more expensive now. But anyway, this is very, very, very expensive to live here. It's a very rich, very white, very yuppie town, you know? Not my element, especially when I'm in my car. But no, that's not the point. I was coming out of a movie. I just seen a movie. What was it? It was really bad. Miss Congeniality. Sucked, okay? Sucked. And it was dark. It was 11 o'clock at night. And I'm unfamiliar with the town. I go to make a U-turn, right? I make the U-turn. And I'm driving along happily, you know, slowly. And I see the blue and red familiar police lights behind me. And before I know it, there are three cop cars on me. Three! I pull over and I'm like, damn it! The hell did I do? You know, the police...
Yeah, excuse me, sir. Do you have any idea what you just did?
I was like, no. What did I do, officer? I was really nervous, you know, because I was like 16 or something, and I had like 7 million people in my car, and I just didn't want to get a ticket. And he told me I made an illegal U-turn. An illegal U-turn, 11 o'clock at night. I got a $132 ticket. I had to go to court. Man. Anyway, on with the story. A New Zealand driver escapes a ticket after he disputes the color of the middle traffic light. Ray Cohen, a former court registrar and court employee, was charged with driving through an amber light. Traffic regulations say it's yellow. He contested the charge and police withdrew it.
Oh, I suppose I know how to work the law and where to go to get the information you need, Mr. Cohen, who appeared at the Church District Court, says.
He told the court,
"At no stage have I received a notice saying I went through a yellow light." Oh.
Police withdrew the charge. Villagers won't have to air their... Oh, I just read this. God. What is the matter with me, people? It's 4 minutes into the show and I'm already screwing it up.
Mm-mm, 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 mm-mm.
Oh, this is funny. This is funny. Have you ever been out there and, I don't know, you're like, you're shopping and you're just not paying attention? And you go to look at something, you know, you go to pick something up and buy something and you think it's what you want it is. And when you grab it, it turns out it's not. That's never happened to me, but it happened to this lady. A shopkeeper went to pick up what she thought was her stripy scarf and found it was an escaped python. Mary Brown was about to grab the 1 meter baby python when it started moving. Aberdeenshire police removed the snake and are appealing for its owner to come forward. Mrs. Brown, who runs a ceramics shop in Peterhead, said, "I was moving a I was moving a chair out of the way when I saw something underneath it. I thought it was my scarf, which has a colorful stripy pattern, but when I picked it up, I could see it was alive." Animal rescue workers believe the snake escaped from a local house, the Aberdeen Press and Journal reports. SSPCA Inspector Alan Ray said,
"It seems to be someone's pet, which has gone wandering. I'm confident it's a one-off. You know, the things aren't known to hunt in packs."
Whatever, Alan.
Pfft, what does this guy think he is anyway? Jeez.
On to more news.
Big Mac record holder scoffs 18,000 burgers. Okay, a U.S. world record holder has eaten his 18,000th Big Mac. 18,000th Big Mac. God, I'm sure I've eaten more than that. Let me see. I go to McDonald's about once every 5 minutes. I don't get Big Macs. I get a quarter pounder with cheese. Oh, yes, I do believe. Now I'm getting really hungry. Don Gorski holds the world record for burger eating after scoffing 2 Big Macs each day since 1972. He hasn't stopped since. Mr. Gotski from Fond du Lac in Wisconsin is now in the Guinness Book of Records.
It was very tasty to me, and it's very tasty every day, he told an audience of about 100 students and faculty gathered at Fond du Lac High School to help Gorsk celebrate. It's the perfect sandwich.
Mr. Gorski's fetish started in the spring of 1972 when he got his first car. He drove his new wheels straight to McDonald's, making 3 trips that day, each time ordering 3 Big Macs and tossing the cartons into the back seat. He kept up his 9 Big Mac a day diet for a month until he finally cleaned out his car to make room for a passenger. When he counted the cartons, he discovered he'd eaten 265 Big Macs in a month.
The Vietnam War was going on, and I figured I would keep counting Big Macs until I got drafted,
Mr. Gorski, now 47, said.
So I keep counting. I never got drafted.
What a loser.
Is McDonald's really that good? I want to know, people. Call me and tell me, is there just one food that you just can't stop eating and you're a little bit embarrassed about it, but I want to hear it. This is my show, Aaron's Weird Shit. I forgot to say that. It's like, I should have said that 10 minutes ago. Anyway, call me with your weird shit, please. I got to give you the number. 6600. That's right, 6600. You just got to pick up your phone. Are you picking it up? You're not. I'm not talking to me, but I'm talking to you guys out there
in Radio Land. All 2 of you.
Immigrant committed anthrax hoax to get free flight home. An Indian immigrant has been charged with creating a false anthrax scare in New York to get himself transported home. Nixon Saldanha allegedly raised the alarm because he wanted to return to India but couldn't afford the airfare. Officials say he told a National Guard soldier at a city attraction that he had just discovered 2 strange envelopes. Saldanha is then alleged to have shown the soldier at Grand Central Terminal the envelopes, the New York Post reports. Try saying that. New York Post, 3 million times really fast. Ready? New York Post. I can't do it. One addressed to the newspaper and the other to NBC. Was that him? Was it his fault? Mr. Sabahana Hamahala? I don't know his name. Here's another anthrax deal. Anthrax blow for Loveland. Anthrax may stop the town of Loveland playing Cupid for thousands of Valentines. Each year, the town runs a scheme, remailing 200,000 Valentines after stamping them with a Loveland postmark. But the anthrax scare means the program, run by senior citizens in Colorado, may be put on hold. The city's 55-year-old sweetheart remailing program handles posts from all over the globe. Last year, 50 senior citizens hand-stamped 280,000
1,000 pieces of mail, said Loveland Postmaster Kathy Minter. Now postal officials are worried about the safety to their volunteers after anthrax mail attacks spread deadly bacteria on the East Coast.
It would be pretty hard for us to control if bioterrorism were going on.
Miss Minster said, I'm assuming she's like 69 million years old. Officials say they will decide in late December whether to suspend the program. Oh, that's really boring. God. Anybody else with anything interesting, more interesting stories you wanna tell me? You can call me. 6600 is the line. I'm gonna take a look here. I see that there are a lot of listeners out there. So call me. Oh, I like this one. You know why? Because this is me. Let me tell you something. For those of you who don't know me, Aaron Edel, I don't like guns. I think they're really weak. But man, I love to pretend that I like guns. And I think it's really fun to pretend to shoot stuff, you know? Not like in the real sense of the word, but like in the movies, you know? How you have like 50 million clips of ammunition and you can just blow the shit out of anything and anybody, and you know, it's just a movie, so it doesn't matter, you know, no one's gonna be sad. Maybe other characters in the movie. Life's a big movie, people. But I thought this was funny. This is something I would do. Four friends in a sleepy U.S. village secretly bought machine guns to create their own SWAT team. One of the men is a 17-year-old doctor, and another works 4 hours a week as a police officer. The quote-unquote hobby cops are accused of being thrill seekers, which is also in quotes. Butler Town's police chief only discovered the guns when a new trigger mechanism was sent to his office. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm going to continue. Bill Heine, 72, ambulance workers Kelly Phillips, 41, and Doug McGuire, 29, and hospital nurse Brad McGuire, 36, clubbed together to buy the weapons. They told gun dealers the four MP5 machine guns, which sound like this, four M16 rifles, which sound like this. Where was I? And dozen 30-round ammunition clips were for Butler Police Department. The town has a population of 4,200. The men, who took part in an 8-hour gun training course, kept the weapons in locked cases in their car boots. What's a car boot? Mr. Haney said they ordered the guns after a spate of U.S. school shootings so they could rescue the hostages. Butler Police Chief Jeff Blom has confiscated the weapons, saying there's no need for this department to own automatic weapons and a silencer. He said, "Ugh, what do police in our little town need a silencer for?" Anyway, the story continues to say that the police confiscated the weapons and now they're using the M16s and the MP5s. Oh yeah, I thought this was funny. Imagine this. Okay, pretend like you see this. A taxi driver trying to pick up a fare took a wrong turn and ended up into a swimming pool. Okay, that's the first line of the article, but I'm wondering, how do you make a wrong turn and end up into a swimming pool? I mean, you have to be really stupid. Oh yeah, these guys are from Singapore. The Singapore cabbie drove the wrong way, went across a lawn, and onto a paved area next to the shallow toddler's pool. Oh. Okay, never mind. Forget what I... It's not that stupid. He then reversed into the pool at the Bukit Regency flat complex. Okay, now that's very stupid. He makes a wrong turn, crosses a lawn, and hits a little toddler's pool. I loved those things. And if that isn't enough, he reverses and somehow lands in a hotel pool. What? I can't even picture this. The building security guard, Mr. Safan Osman, said the taxi was supposed to be picking up a fare there at 6:30 a.m. The sky was quite dark and it was drizzling, so, you know, maybe the driver could see and couldn't see properly, the security guard said. The car was towed out of the pool, which was then closed for cleaning. Oh, I'm getting a headache thinking of this. I would be laughing so hard, so goddamn hard, if I see some some taxi cab. Okay, he's driving, ready?
Make a left or a right? Oh, make a right. Damn it! Somebody's pool. Better get out of here. Fuck. I just drove into another pool.
Oh, man. This is funny. Police stop drunk driving electric wheelchair. Ugh, this is great. A man who was so drunk he couldn't walk. Have you guys been that way before? So drunk you couldn't walk? I think I have once. I remember I was standing there, and I was trying to get from one place to the other. Well, I just couldn't seem to do it. A man who was so drunk he couldn't walk was stopped by police when he borrowed his dad's electric wheelchair to go for more alcohol. Police in Mönchengladbach in Germany pulled the wheelchair driver over when they noticed his erratic progress. The 49-year-old told officers he had wanted to get a nightcap. A police spokesman said the man was over the legal drink drive limit and they had been forced to confiscate his wheelchair. Oh, damn. They confiscated his wheelchair. He added, the man wanted to drive on even after the check, so we were forced to confiscate the wheelchair for security reasons. Why? It's just a damn wheelchair. I mean, you know, how fast do they go? Like 3 miles an hour? How did they know he was drunk? He was progressing erratically. If you're in a wheelchair, you're gonna progress erratically. That's how it works. God. Amazing. These German police are really sharp, man. They caught this guy. Criminal accidentally confesses to 40 burglaries. A Belgian man... Oh, those Belgians. Man, they just screw up a lot. A Belgian man had been jailed after accidentally confessing to 40 burglaries. That's a tough word. No, it's not. He was brought in for questioning by police in connection with an alleged allegation of rape. He told the officers about the burglaries when they told him he knew why he was there. The 37-year-old from Leuven has been jailed for 2.5 years. He was arrested after his ex-wife complained that he had raped her. He admitted breaking into chalets of sport clubs and stealing sweets, foods, and drinks. But then he denied the rape allegation, and so he wasn't charged with it. You know what? That was very, very boring. Remind me never to read that again. If I'm boring you folks, call me and tell me your stories. 6600 is the number. You'll be on the air. 6600, I promise. Call me and tell me your weird shit. Politician defends state's sexual abilities. The head of a Malaysian state is angry at claims it has the most men with erection problems. I'd be pretty upset if I were head of a state and they claim that my state had most men with erection problems. That pissed me off. Shahidan Kasim of Perilales says his area has the highest number of polygamous marriages, so men cannot be having erection problems. Damn straight. God, if you have like 7 million wives, you can't be got... Damn, gee. You got to be doing something right, man. These fools be stepping wrong. I better recognize and represent. In my opinion, polygamous men most certainly cannot be suffering from erectile dysfunction, Mr. Kasim said. Health Minister Chua cited a recent study by the Urology Institute, which revealed 70% of 743 middle-aged men in this town had symptoms of erectile dysfunction. 70%? That sounds like a lot to me. Shahidan said the findings were shocking and urged the ministry to conduct a more comprehensive study.
If it is true, it could lead to many problems, including the breakdown of the family unit, he said. However, the high rate of polygamy still proves that most men here do not suffer from this impudent problem.
What a jerk-off, so to speak. My throat hurts. Ugh. Okay. How come no one's called yet? I want to know some things. You got a story to tell me? All right, I want you to think back. Think back deep into your mind. And I want you to think of the time you were a little boy or a little girl. And you were on your grass. And you look up into the sky. And there in front of you was a big weird thing. Tell me about it. I want to know your weird stories. I mean, come on. Have you seen aliens? Have you experienced ghost and paranormal activity? Have you been walking down the street and you see some guy doing something weird? Tell me. I'd love to hear about it. Undercover police check out topless rock bitch band. Undercover police have attended a Liverpool nightclub to watch a rock band famed for performing sex acts on stage. All-girl group Rock Bitch had promised to tone down their performance at the L2 venue. Merseyside police say plain clothes officers were at the gig to ensure licensing laws weren't broken. The musicians live in a French sex commune and describe their act as an in-your-face sex ritual show. Lead guitarist Babe, that's her name, told the Liverpool Echo, the band had toned down the L2 show to meet licensing requirements. Okay, we know that. They were not allowed to perform nude, and instead went on stage topless in studded leather outfits. Mike Hindley, owner of the venue, said,
"Oh yeah, we sat down with the band and laid out the law and telling them exactly what they could and couldn't get away with. The police and the council have been keeping a close eye on this event. We do not believe any further action will be taken by the authorities."
Tickets for the event carried a warning that anyone easily offended should stay away. They were only sold to over 18-year-olds. B.S. B.S., okay? In London, in Europe, it's great. You can be like 12 and buy beer. You can be 9 and get into any club. You know, it's great. It's so lax. And you know something? Since the legal drinking age is like 2, you know, people, it's not a rebellious thing anymore. It's not a big deal, so it's not a problem. You know, I mean, I want you, think about this. If the drinking age was brought down in the United States from 21 to, let's say, 18, do you think we would have as many problems? I mean, do you think people would drink like and get drunk and do the crazy stuff that they do now if it were legal? I mean, it wouldn't be as fun, right? That's like if they legalized marijuana. I'm sure marijuana use would go down. You know, because that's half the fun is the fact that it's illegal. And you're, you know, you're, wow, dude, I'm like breaking the law. In Belgium, I heard that marijuana use is legal. It's legal in Belgium. And thusly, they have less of a problem. You know, it's not a big deal anymore. So I want you to call me. Call me, darlings, and tell me your feelings.
I'd like to know them, please. I'm all lonely in the yurt. There's nothing here of interest except for me and the equipment. I want you to call me. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Worshippers criticized plan to screen The Exorcist in disused church. Oh, this is good. Religious groups have helped block plans to screen The Exorcist, the movie The Exorcist, in a disused Manchester church. Stella Artois has hoped to show a horror film at St. Edmund's Church. Stella Artois, that's a beer company.
I don't know how I know that. I've seen the commercials, I tell you.
The magistrates rejected the application for a drinks license partly because of the objection. The Manchester Evening News said the screening would also breach legal restrictions drawn up when the church was sold. They prohibit the building being used for anything offensive to the practice and principles of the Christian faith. The Reverend Sarah Bullock of St. Edmund's said,
"Opposition has come from all sections of the community who felt outraged that a commercial firm was trying to make profit at this event, although its actions offended a religious group. We're not killjoys with no objection to sensible, well-planned events. But frankly, the prospect of 400 people bust in to drink and watch a completely inappropriate film is what we call fun."
The church in Wally Grange, Manchester, was sold to property developer Mehmet Kute. Worshippers have used the adjoining building since 1989. So, The Exorcist apparently... I you know, I'm going to be honest with you folks. I've never seen The Exorcist. I mean, I always wanted to. And I guess, you know what? It's anti-Christian, right? Ooh, big freaking deal. God. Radio station pulls bad taste Britney ad. Okay, I haven't read this article, so this is the first time I've read this. A radio station is pulling its Boobies Like Britney competition after being deluged with complaints. Ugh, only in America, folks. Only in America. The Chicago radio station Kiss FM aimed the competition at its young female audience. Entrants had to send in a... Ooh, I got a call. Hello, you're on the air.
Connecting caller.
Oh, yeah, it does that sometimes.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Awesome. Wow, it's all delayed. Okay, I'm going to turn off my radio.
All right. Well, yeah. Tell me, listener, have you got something to tell us?
Yeah, well, the fucking Exorcist is about two priests, like, upholding the faith and exorcising a demon.
Really?
Yeah. The Exorcist.
Yeah, that's true, huh? So I guess it would actually be a good thing for this church, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's very, very, very...
The hero is a priest.
The hero is a priest. The main good guy is a priest, and the bad guy is the devil or something, right? I mean, something anti-Christian.
Demon. Yeah.
The demon. So what's the big deal? God.
Yeah, anyway.
What's going on? Well, thank you, listener, for calling in and tell me what The Exorcist is. I've never seen it.
You're very welcome.
And call in again if anything else you'd like to add.
Certainly.
Keep listening. Ta-ta.
Okay. Bye.
That was wonderful. So apparently, there is a movie out there called The Exorcist where the good guy is a priest, and I'm assuming he's Christian, and the bad guy is something completely anti-Christian. I'm also assuming that this priest kicks the shit out of whatever the anti-Christian thing is, and that's good, right? So why is this church against it? You know, I mean, you know, if I were to ever create a church, if I were Christian and I ever created a church, I'd make like a, I'd choreograph like a big, like, fight scene between like a priest and like a ninja from hell or something, you know? It'd be really cool. You know, people get into it. Be like, oh, I kick ass for the Lord. Did you guys ever see that movie? What's it called? Dead Alive? This is a great bit. Oh, this is exactly what I'm talking about. There's this bit where there's this priest, Christian priest. It takes place in Australia. And there's these zombies, right? And these zombies are trying to eat the living. This priest comes out of nowhere, right? And he busts out all these karate moves. You know, this guy knows kung fu. And he starts kicking the hell out of everybody. And at the very end, he says one of the greatest lines, which is, I kick ass for the Lord. This is just furthering my point. I mean, a radio station, okay, let's continue with this thing that's also blasphemy. Entrants had to send in a photo and 50 words on why they should get $5,000, boobies like Britney, after protests over bad taste bosses changed the name to Body Like Britney. The teaser for the competition said, want to be like Britney? You first met her on the Mickey Mouse Club. God, she was like 12. You've watched her grow into every guy's fantasy slave. Now you want what she's got. Enter to win Boobies Like Britney and the $5,000 grand prize. KISS FM listeners would then be encouraged to go online to vote for their choice to win a Britney-esque transformation. The station's female bosses have been lambasted for running the advert. How they both could have signed off on such a sexist, insulting, and irresponsible promotion is utterly baffling, reports somebody. This was never about a boob job, although I know it appears that way, said the station boss, who's female. We were not giving away breast augmentation in any way, shape, or form. Get it? Shape or form. We're giving away $5,000 in cash for whatever the person chooses to do with it. Oh, I get it. So maybe a boob job costs around the ballpark of $5,000. Ah, Aaron understands now. What do you think, people? You know, only in America would that... You know, when I was in Europe, again, I'm talking about Europe and how superior it is to America sometimes, you know, just with its censorship, you turn on the television and you see full frontal nudity. But it's not a big deal. Also, on advertisements, on buses, you see, like, this 30-foot poster of some chick's boob, you know? And it's, you know, advertising, you know, like, a towel or toilet paper or something. I mean, sex sells, people. I think the America is harming its own economy by censoring things like that. I mean, you could make so much money, darlings. Oh, this is good. This is also something I would do. Viking carvings are a fake. Two Minnesota academics have admitted making rock carvings, which were taken for Viking writings. The carvings found 6 months ago in Kingston caused much excitement among local historians. The discovery revived a controversial myth that Norsemen had roamed the state in the 14th century, don't you know? But the two men have now admitted to making the carvings in 1985 when they were students. The huge stone was hailed as new evidence of the authenticity of the original Kingston Run stone uncovered in 1898 by a Sweden-born farmer who said he found it wrapped in the roots of a tree. Yeah. Now, Kari Ellen Gade and Jane Schulman have come forward admitting the new rock was their work. One of the reasons we came forward was we saw that people were being asked to make financial contributions to the rock tested, Professor Gade said. We didn't feel it would be right to carry this further. Professor Gade and Professor Schulman said they carved the rock for fun and to cast doubt on the validity of the original Kingston runestone. They said three other University of Minnesota graduate students were involved but had declined to be identified. Declined to be identified? Hell, better be declined to be identified, man. I come kick your ass. You'd be fooling with us. Man, I was really set on this fact that, you know, the runestone was discovered in 1889, and now these guys ruined it, and I'm going to kick their ass. Armed police swoop on film students staging robbery. Oh, yeah, this is also something that would actually happen to me. In high school, I used to make movies, and, you know, they weren't anything artsier, and they weren't good. They were action movies, pure plotless karate movies, you know, and guns, of course, like I said earlier. Anyway, and so sometimes police would drive by, you know, and they'd be like, oh my God. But like the geek that I am, I know some of the police in my hometown, And so they knew who I was at one, you know, sooner or later. And then they just, they, when they saw me with guns, they'd say, oh, it's just Aaron making a movie. Armed U.S. police swooped on drama students filming a holdup. They were recreating a robbery when officers burst onto the set at Syracuse University, New York State. A passerby contacted emergency services when they spotted a firearm. Actor John Ramis dropped his toy cap gun immediately, raising his hands as his fellow students tried to explain the situation. Professor Tula Goenka notified Syracuse University's public safety department about the robbery, but the Post Standard says they told police they had no record of it. Syracuse Police Sergeant Joe Sweeney says the students are lucky and urged them to notify the police directly in the future. Professor Goenka said,
"Oh, you tell them people don't have to get held up or die for it to be dramatic, but they always want to throw in the guns and the violence, goddammit. They all want to be Quentin Tarantino."
Man, screw this Professor Goenka guy. I mean, God, what's, you know, action movies are cool. Violence is cool on this screen. It's not cool in real life, and sometimes it's cool in real life, but it's really cool in the movies, you know? So, like,
get a life, man. Jeez.
God, my throat's really hurting me. I got to stop yelling. I'm yelling into the microphone.
Your ears are all probably broken.
Postman felled by special delivery. A postman who fainted and knocked himself out when his girlfriend went into labor ended up joining her for treatment in the hospital. Matthew Webster, 29, rushed into the bathroom when his partner of 6 years said her water had broken. He had fainted and banged his head on the bath, knocking himself out for several minutes, managing to break his toe in the fall. What a geek. Joanne Botham, 20, of Ashbourne, 20 years old, that's kind of young, Derbyshire, resorted to throwing water over her prostate partner in order to bring him around. "I just couldn't believe it," she said. "I didn't know what to worry about, him or me. He does feel a bit silly, and he has certainly come in for some sick at work. It's the talk of the post office. He was out for about 3 minutes, but it seemed like an eternity. One minute he was stood in the doorway. Oh, come on. Who wrote this? He was stood in the doorway, and the next he was on the floor. Nurses at the Derby City Hospital managed to strap Matthew's broken toe while Joanne was beginning contractions. The couple's baby daughter, Leah, was born 3 hours and 50 minutes later, weighing 5 pounds and 15 ounces. Sorry. I couldn't help myself. What is this? Okay, hotel guests grin and bear unwanted visitor. Terrified guests at a Slovak hotel must be in their beds before nightfall to avoid a hungry 330-pound bear. Visitors at the Grand Hotel must observe the curfew for fear of bumping into the unwanted guest. The bear wanders around the grounds at night and has tried to get through the hotel lobby. Bears are protected under a 70-year-old Slovak law. The beast has taken to roaming around the grounds of the hotel after sunset.
"Last night he came in through the front door,"
said Stephen Paca, the deputy director of the hotel in Damansklakendolinlachen in the Tetra Mountains of Slovakia.
"The hotel guests are now observing a sort of dusk to dawn curfew," he told the Czech news agency.
2 years ago, two tourists were attacked and seriously injured by a bear in the same hotel. Animal rights activists say there are as few as 250 left in Slovakia, while gamekeepers say there are as many as 1,400. Who are you going to believe, the government or the gamekeepers? Come on, people, the gamekeepers are always right. Right? Let me tell you something about bears. I've had a few crazy, crazy brush-ins with bears. I mean, let me tell you, man, what a scary animal. Did you know that they can run about 35 miles per hour? That's like a million times faster than I can run. I can run about 3 miles an hour. You know, I'm slow. I got an injured foot, and I just can't run. When I was camping, a bear puked in my cup. How do you like that? Puked while I was sleeping. You know, he didn't even have the guts to come up to me and say, "Hey, you, give me your cup." Blah. While I was sleeping, the devilish bastard puked in my cup. It was the only cup I had. I was so disgusted. I was just, bears. And then another time, I was chased by a bear. It was in a tree. I walked by the tree. Someone says, "Aaron, look out!" And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "There's a bear!" And I'm like, "Oh, shit!" And I start running, you know, and the bear jumps down from the tree and starts chasing me, you know, and adrenaline was pumping, you know. I was fucking gone in like 3 seconds. I was probably running around 9 or 10 miles an hour.
And the bear ran off. He was like, ah, screw this guy. This guy, Aaron, man, he's too cool for me. You know, he's a ninja. He probably kicked the shit out of me. And I would have. Oh, I would have. Man, I would have ruined that bear. God. Yes. Anyway. Bank customers double money at a cash machine. Oh, I love this. It's like that game Monopoly. Bank customers in Scotland had their money doubled when a cash machine went on the blink. I think that means when it, you know, fucked up. Dozens of people in Edinburgh got £40 from a Royal Bank of Scotland machine after they had requested just 20. Oh, wow. Customers reportedly queued outside, that means lined up, outside the faulty machine waiting for the bonus cash, with some allegedly withdrawing up to £200. Can you believe that? Someone only asked for £100 and they got £200. What are you thinking, people? If I came to an ATM machine and it was giving me double, I wouldn't have asked for £20. Man, I would have pulled out like £69 million. God. Well, that's, you know, assuming I had 69. I probably have like, you know, at most $4 or $5 in the bank. So I'd get $10 instead of $5. Isn't that awesome? A bank spokesman said they are unsure how much money could be recovered. Around 20 people were lined up outside the cash machine at one time. It's understood customers could only double their money by asking for 20. Okay. Aaron's stupid. He didn't read the whole article, and now I feel really dumb. Okay, apparently you can only ask for 20 and you get 40. The spokesman said it would be easier to trace customers who made multiple withdrawals, but it would be much tougher to catch those who used the machine just once. Wow, 20 whole big ones. He wouldn't comment on the amount of cash taken, but added the glitch affected the ATM was fixed soon after the discovery. All right, whatever. Call me. You got anything weird to say? The Rhyming Judge. There's this guy named the Rhyming Judge, and he's elected to the Supreme Court. Wow, I didn't know this. A judge who delivers his rulings in rhyming couplets has been elected to the Supreme Court. Republican J. Michael Eakin will serve on Pennsylvania's state highest court. The 52-year-old earned the nickname the Rhyming Judge after writing his decisions in verse. Speaking before the election, Eakin said, "It would be a sin if we didn't win." Ruling on a prenuptial dispute involving a divorcing couple, he said, "A deal is a deal, if fairly untaken, and we find disclosure was fair and unshaken." The former district attorney will serve on the Supreme Court for 10 years before facing re-election. Unbelievable. I love this guy. I mean, could you imagine that? Here you are getting the death penalty, and he comes to you and he says, "I know you killed that guy with that bowl, but may God be on your side and God rest your soul. You're getting the electric chair, my good friend. And that is going to be the end." Yeah, I know. I'm not very good at flowing and making rhyming up as I go along. Okay, I did my best. All right. But wouldn't that be cool? If a judge comes up to you and says that, you know, make me a little bit happier. And overall, I'd just be a little bit happier. That's right, folks. A little bit happier. Library installing toilet alarms to stop readers from having sex. What? Library bosses in Aberdeen are installing alarms in the toilets to stop readers from having sex in them. The alarm goes off when one or more persons tries to enter the toilet at the same time. Well, what if you need help? Aberdeen Central Library staff have been forced to close both the ladies and the gents' room. According to the Daily Records, council bosses say drug abusers have also been using the toilets. Okay, I don't understand. An alarm goes off? I mean, how incredibly embarrassing is that? What if it messed up? What if you're in there, you got toilet paper hanging out your ass, your pants are around your ankles, and the alarm goes off for some reason? You know, maybe you're really big and the thing thinks you're two people. Boop, boop. Come in here quickly. We got a really fat guy with toilet paper hanging out of his ass. Over. I mean, come on, people. That would be just horrible. Horrible. I can't even imagine that. Oh, anyway.
Let's not worry about that.
Is that... I'd like to hear that makes me think of something interesting. Anybody out there listening? I know there's a lot of you now. There's like 7 million of you. Tell me your embarrassing stories. I want to hear them. Come on.
Let's hear them.
Oh, this is good. Wife chopped off husband's penis over alleged affair. Reports in Hong Kong say a wife cut off her husband's penis because she suspected he was having an affair. Surgeons reattached the penis, but they say he might be left impotent. He's in stable condition. The 54-year-old allegedly attacked him while he slept. Reports don't say if she's been arrested or charged. The Straits Times, quoting Hong Kong's Apple Daily, says the couple went to hospital after their son heard screams coming from their bedroom. The 30-year-old, who lives with them, rushed into the room to find his mother holding a knife and his father bleeding profusely at his crotch. Oh, that's just... oh. Scientists rig up air conditioning system for underpants. German scientists have rigged up an air conditioning system for men's underpants. Doctors at Gießen University near Frankfurt wanted to prove men are more fertile if their crotch is kept cool. They say the system increased sperm production in men suffering from low counts. Head researcher Andreas Jung said,
"We have known for a while the heat is not good but for sperm production. Well, the health of the sperm produced. Now we have to prove it." We tested our underpants fan system with 20 men with reduced sperm quality. They wore them every night for 12 weeks.
A battery-powered fan is clipped onto a belt around the waist. This pumps air into tubes, which lead to the groin. Nozzles then direct the airflow. Direct the airflow where? Straps attached to the belt go around the legs like a climbing belt, keeping the tubes and nozzles in place. While the rest of the body is unaffected by the equipment, the crotch is chilled to at least 1 degree centigrade below normal.
It works, says Dr. Jung.
Great. Maybe I'll go out and buy myself some air-conditioned underpants. School board to vote on sexy cheerleaders. School chiefs in Georgia are to decide if cheerleaders need to tone down their sexy acts. Chatham County School Board is to vote on introducing a policy banning lewd, inappropriate, suggestive, or vulgar behavior. Although the board took action after a father complained about his daughter's moves, some parents say the policy is just over the top and unnecessary. Yvonne Holmes, the mother of a 16-year-old cheerleader at Johnson High School, said,
"It's the same as whenever Elvis Presley came out in the early days. They said he couldn't move his hips, and they could only film him from his head to his waist."
Valerie Nienemeyer of Dallas, who runs the website dedicated to cheerleading, says,
"Shaking your rear is really common in cheerleading. Cheerleaders has become highly competitive, and these young men and women have to stay up with the latest trends and the moves and the music."
Diane Cantor, the school board's president, says the board has heard complaints for years. She adds the proposed policy will only set guidelines on what is appropriate. Demand for glasses, so I got a call. Hello, you're on the air. Again, it's connecting. It's weird. Hello?
Connecting caller.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, is Peter Harkowick there?
Peter Harkowick is not here. I'm sorry. Would you like his phone number?
I think, is it 4711?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. I hope no one was listening to that, because I just gave out someone's phone number over the radio. Oh, my God. Opticians. Is that right? Opticians? Opticians are reporting a boom in business as Harry Potter mania sweeps the country. They say fans want glasses similar to those of their hero. One chain of opticians, Asda Vision Centers, has reported an increase in the number of children visiting their stores for eye tests. I remember when I was a kid, I kind of wanted glasses too. I thought they'd be cool, but not because of Harry. I never read Harry Potter. Although I have nothing against Harry Potter. I heard he's great. I've just never read him. Embarrassing cocktails may get name change. A restaurant chain is considering renaming two cocktails after researchers found most female customers are too embarrassed to order them. A TGI Friday's survey discovered 84% of women asked had never ordered a screaming orgasm drink, and 73% the triple sex on the beach. The reasons given included feeling intimidated when ordering them at the bar, particularly from a male member of staff. Or a male staff member, which would be more appropriate, whoever wrote this. Bad grammar. Bad. TGI Fridays is now looking at changing the names from Screaming Orgasm to Coffee Cooler and Sex on the Beach to Summer Sunset. That's crap. Crappity crap crap crap. Truckle. Truckle. Truckle?
Hibbity hibbity.
A truck driver, a lorry truck driver, was stopped at the border with Italy because he was carrying travel documents with the word Laden written on them. You know, like Osama bin Laden or Laden, however you would like to pronounce it. The driver, who hasn't been named, was held at the Kosmobragan commercial frontier while officers investigated the meaning of the word, which they thought sounded suspicious. After 10 hours, they discovered it meant load in German. And the whole phrase on the travel document stated the lorry was carrying a load of wine. The lorry driver, who didn't speak Italian and was unable to communicate with the officers, was immediately released. Well, I guess it's okay, you know, we're a little... Osama bin Laden isn't everybody's favorite name at the moment, but it does mean load in German. Cool robber arrested enjoying beer after raid. A suspect bank robber has been arrested while sitting on a park bench drinking beer minutes after a raid. What an idiot. Edmund Alexander was spotted by an officer who looked out of a window of the police station. Alexander was arrested and charged with bank robbery in Longview, Washington State. Alexander, 54, had allegedly tried to play it cool by robbing the bank, then strolling to a shop, buying a beer, and drinking on public bench just 100 yards away and over the road from the police station. Ah! Ridiculous. Sergeant Ed Jones said he was pretty blazed about the whole thing. I don't think he cared whether he got caught or not. He's now in custody. Now in custody. Call me. The number is 6600 with anything you'd like to say. Weird shit, weird news, stories about bear attacks, ghosts, aliens, anything you'd like. We got one call today. Usually I get about one call because no one likes me and no one's listening. Chinese prostitute offer discounts for students. Reports in China say prostitutes are giving student discounts for their service. The China Youth Daily says prostitutes in Wuhan are offering a cut price, Thai-style massages for around $2. The paper says it's shocked prostitutes are offering student prices. The discounts are advertised in shop windows near the university, the paper says. The paper doesn't say if students have to produce their ID before getting the discount.
Yuck.
I kind of like having a student discount. I don't know about the prostitute thing, but, you know, it's nice going to the movie theater only paying, like, 30 cents for a movie as opposed to $6 million. Back at home, it was $9 to see a movie. $9!
That's a spicy meatball!
Student chases murder until he drops victim's head. Oh, that's just disgusting. A student in Uganda chased a murderer until he dropped the head of the victim he just decapitated. The student was in a Kampala library when the killer chopped off the victim's head with a sword. The murderer put it in a bag and ran off. The student chased him? The student who got his head chopped off? Or it must be some other student. The student chased him for more than a mile until he dropped the head. And then he picked his head up and put it back on. No, that doesn't say that. I made that up. The murderer has disappeared. Regional Police Commander Ahmed Wafubu says,
"It is very rare that an assailant kills somebody and carries away the parts."
The killing happened at St. Machia Lumbala Police Public Library, where the victim was studying for exams. That sucks. You're sitting here, oh man, I got this goddamn test tomorrow. And that's some, you know, someone behind you. Shing! Oh, my head! Hey, come back here with my head, goddammit! See, the grammar and the way that this thing was written made it sound like the guy who got his head chopped off chased after the guy who chopped his head off and tried to tackle him. I don't think so. Most people say they check bonfires for hedgehogs. Do you check your bonfires for hedgehogs? More than 3/4 of people say they check their bonfire for hedgehogs before lighting it, but only around 2% would check to see if pets were hiding in it. According to a survey of 950 adults, why are they making this survey? 20% said they consider burning an effigy of Osama bin Laden. Online market research company My Voice carried out the research between October 31st and November 5th. The poll also shows over 80% of people think bonfire night is a dangerous time for their pets. That would be really sad. Cotton pad has been in women's stomachs since 1977, since her 1977 operation. A French woman has had stomach aches since doctors left a cotton pad in her during an operation in 1977. Annick Sibyl of Wiopi says she's been in pain for 24 years. The 49-year-old is suing, claiming doctors dismissed her pain as psychosomatic. That sucks. She says they didn't believe her when she complained of stomach pains. You need a new doctor. According to Dernière Nouvelle d'Alsace, doctors found the pad during a recent operation on a blood vessel near her spleen.
I regret the doctors have ruined my life for the past 24 years, she told the paper.
Whoa, this is stapled to something.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's not. Just kidding. Don't worry.
I got it under control.
Schiffer fan arrested after a 1,000-mile proposal trek. A Claudia Schiffer fan is reported to have been arrested by police after a 3-day, 1,000-mile trek to propose to her. the 28-year-old Polish gardener arrived at the supermodel's Majorca villa in a black dinner jacket and bow tie. Aw, that's cute. Spanish police arrested the man when he upset Schiffer's mum by repeatedly trying to sneak into the house. He wore a large heart-shaped badge with the words, "I love Claudia." He was also carrying an armful of presents and a letter for her. He had traveled for 3 days by bus, ferry, and on foot in his dinner jacket. Dr. Dre album banned from military camps. I like Dr. Dre. A Dr. Dre album has been banned from Norwegian military camps. The cover and the CD itself feature a picture of cannabis leaves. The magazine Forsvaret Forum says it goes against defense regulations.
We ban it because of the signal it gives. We have a zero tolerance for use of drugs and signals of drugs, Major Kjell Lamo said, Norwegian newspaper.
The Norwegian military police have confiscated 4 copies of Dr. Dre's 2001 CD from soldiers in the air base. Na 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 na.
It's the motherfucking D-O-double-G Snoop Dogg.
That's one of the songs. Bin Laden lookalike ordered out of Indian town. An Indian man who looks like Osama bin Laden has been ordered out of a town after he started... Ah! Oh, jeez. You scared me. God, someone just came in here and scared the shit out of me. Anyway. That's all right. No, it's okay. Yeah, it's all right. I just lost 3 years off my life. An Indian man... All right, I got to start over now. An Indian man who looks like Osama bin Laden has been ordered out of a town after he started attracting huge crowds. The unnamed 45-year-old has a flowing beard, slim frame, and similar features to bin Laden. He was told to leave Daspala town in eastern Orissa state where he arrived on Monday. That sucks. Millionaire attracts hundreds of possible wives with an advertisement. More than 2,000 women have replied to a millionaire's advertisement for a wife. The 71-year-old Belgian millionaire is living in South Korea. What's a Belgian doing in South Korea? He got responses from 2,250 women after placing paper and website advertisements. That's very, 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 very interesting. Wow. Again, this stapled thing is driving me nuts. Streets are named after MTV Awards pop stars. Streets in Frankfurt are being temporarily renamed after pop stars to mark the MTV Europe Music Awards. They will become Robbie Williams Avenue, Madonna Avenue. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be Robin Williams, actually, you dumb shits, whoever wrote this. And Janet Jackson Avenue. The streets will revert to their original names once the award ceremony has completed. A mother of 20 is pregnant again. A woman who has been pregnant for 15 of her 45 years had just discovered she's expecting another baby. Saftika Maruta from Bacău County in Romania has given birth to 20 children and is also a grandmother. I wouldn't be surprised. 30 members of the family live in a 2-bedroom apartment. Oh, that's horrible. She said, "This is what God wanted. I'm not ashamed that I have so many children. Why should I be?" 4 of her 20 children have died. Her eldest is 29. Controversial mayor killed in internet game. People can virtually kill a controversial Romanian mayor by playing a game on his own website. Mayor of Budapest is still remembered for his campaign to kill 200,000 stray dogs. Now people can work off their grievances by shooting at his head as it crosses a computer screen. The game was launched for his birthday, and he says he's quite appreciated. "It's really cool," he says. The game can be accessed from the mayor's... A mayor said that? It's really cool? Wow. Anyway, you can find that on the internet somewhere. Iran lifts veil for Irish female footy fans. Female Irish football fans will be allowed into the World Cup decider in Iran because they won't understand the home fans swearing. Women are banned from football grounds in Iran to protect them from bad language and rude gestures. But Iran's Football Association is making an exception for the World Cup playoff in Tehran. It will be the first time since 1979 women will watch a football game live in Iran. "The Irish do not speak Farsi, so they will not understand the bad language which most of the Iranian men use," said the spokesman for the Iranian Football Foundation. People are buried with their cell phones in Slovakia. The deceased are often buried with their cell phones in Slovakia. A priest had to stop the funeral ceremony because a dead body's cell phone rang. A call from the coffin had an indescribable impression on the people present at the ceremony. Some person wanted to call his dead pal, and the connected cell phone rang from a jacket pocket of the body. Another funny thing that happened at another funeral, when a son of the dead man decided to check the charge of the batteries of the cellular phone, which was also put in the coffin together with the body. Thieves forget to cut eye holes in their masks. A funny thing happened in the English country of Yorkshire, the Guardian reported. The police were long enjoying the tape, filmed by the security camera showing a couple of teenagers trying to rob a shop. They had a problem. They forgot to cut the eye holes in their masks. So they were stumbling on each other and they were fiercely demanding the money from a wall of the shop, of course. They could not see. We took the masks off at the end, right in front of the camera. The lawyers fixed for Thomas Ratbone, 18, and his 17-year-old pal were also shocked at the details of such a robbery. The incident is even more funny because such a comic stealing was not their first. The police suspected the guys of a theft in Yorkshire, which took place in July. However, the lads managed to steal only 3 packets of cigarettes. It's official. Mobile phones scare off ghosts. According to the latest statistics on sightings of ghosts in the United Kingdom, it becomes apparent that public enemy number one for ghouls is the mobile phone. Some experts claim that the electrical energy which produces some paranormal events could be interfered by cellular phones and calls transmitted in the air. Tony Cornell of the Center of Psychic Research said that since the mobile phone was introduced 15 years ago, reports of sightings have decreased substantially. In an interview with the Sunday Express newspaper, he stated, "Ghost sightings have remained consistent for centuries. Until 3 years ago, we would receive reports of 2 new ghosts every week." He complained that now the center receives none. Meanwhile, in Singapore, the Singapore paranormal investigators have been flooded with calls from volunteers who want to be Ghostbusters. The investigators are searching for people with special skills to find the ghosts. Over 1/3 of pupils have sex during school trips. Now, you may have seen the statistic on some posters I put up. It is true. There was an interesting opinion poll carried out in England, the results of which showed that more than 1/3 of pupils under 16 years old have had their first sexual experience during the trips organized by their schools, 45% of boys and 26% of girls. Huh. That doesn't make any sense. Well, he sure does. Only 30% of them used condoms at that, and 25% did not use any contraceptives at all. Every 5th respondent said he or she had sex during the trips with their classmates, even if the trip included at least one overnight stop. The results of the research performed by the company Mary Stops International raised concern among the British teachers. They believe there is a big risk for teachers to be blamed for everything that may happen during school trips. Parents have such a tendency. There has been the new booklet written for the pupils who go on a short trip with their classmates, Your Passport to Sexual Health, which was published on some website somewhere. An improper name conferred to South African township. South African women cannot make it out, whether they have been knowingly insulted or it has just been a practical joke. The point is that one of the newly constructed towns has been officially conferred a name which in the local patois means female genitals. To be exact, this is not quite so. In the Xhosa language, the word ingutsa means vagina, while in the Zulu language it means anal hole. Interestingly, the new township has been erected on the territory where both peoples have been long resided, and the authorities should have known it. Local people think that the new township title is just immoral. Beatrice Ngbo, the local commissioner on sex equality, states, "It's disgusting and insulting." But she is objected by those who support the new township's name. In their view, one should not consider it only from the viewpoint that the word ingutsa has only a certain anatomical meaning. The point is that so was named a nearby mountain, and the name is correct from the historical point of view. Another argument in favor of preserving the historical name is that it's wasting of time to discuss such rubbish. Guess what? A man's middle finger became his new penis. The patient was pleading with doctors. The man said he had cancer, but after the operation, there was only 2 centimeters of his penis left. He did not want to be without his tool, so he agreed to sacrifice his finger. In the beginning, he thought it was because of the heavy rain that drenched him. He was freezing. Several days later, he noticed ulcer. Oh, I don't want to read this. This is disgusting. Magic spells are taxed in Romania. The authorities in Romania have introduced a tax on magic spells, which local wizards are supposed to pay from now on. It is planned that each magician will annually pay to the state budget about $1.5 out of his income. The money, according to the city of Dida's mayor, will be allocated to rendering assistance to the poor and invalids. Russian army soldiers ate half of his bed. An army soldier ate half of his bed. Can you believe that? I can. World's most foolish laws. Florida laws may be no less odd, the punishment for violating them being no less severe. Unmarried women may not make parachute jumps on Sundays in Florida. Strictly forbidden in the states are singing with a bathing suit on, driving a skateboard without a license plate, being naked when taking a shower. Also, you may not break more than 3 plates a day. In the city of Pensacola, a woman who died as a result of negligent use of electrical appliances in her bathroom was supposed to pay a fine at the rate of $100. In Miami, riding bicycles unequipped with a sound signaling device is forbidden, while using it is also forbidden. In Arkansas, there are many laws that are very difficult to observe. In this state, it is forbidden for each and every person under any pretext whatsoever to approach the doors and windows of a polling station closer than 15 meters on the election day and during vote counting. This law virtually makes all the state's electoral criminals. Motorists may not signal after 21 o'clock, which is, I think, 11 o'clock, near the places where cold collations and cool beverages are served. Fires are paid special attention in many U.S. cities. In Chicago, for example, taking meals in a house which is set ablaze is deemed a crime. In Illinois, fire is deemed to be the only event where it is allowed to change in an automobile. In Fort Madison, Iowa, firefighters have to hold a 15-minute training session before each fire. In New Orleans, you may not tie alligators to fire hydrants. In St. Louis, firemen may not rescue naked women, and also women dressed in gown wearing a nightdress. A district in Connecticut, fire engines may on no event move at the speed exceeding 25 miles per hour. Also, special attention is paid to the United States, to one's appearance and behavior. In Kentucky, no person of feminine gender may appear on the road wearing only a bathing suit if she's not accompanied by two policemen or if she's not armed with a spade. An exception is made for women weighing under 40 kilograms or over 90 kilograms. In the city of somewhere in New York, any men wearing trousers and a jacket which are not different in color shall be fined $500. In Arizona, men are not allowed to use suspenders. In Nebraska, hairdressers may not eat garlic or onions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. In New Jersey, anyone who champs in a restaurant faces penalties, which means pukes. So that's it, folks. Those are your crazy laws. I am also done for today. It is 7 o'clock. I'm out of here. Thanks for all of you listeners out there. I hope you have a good week, because next week I've got more weird shit for you. Thank you, and good night.